Good morning. It's time for another session of Let's Get Real America. Now we have a president who thinks that he has the power to stop the vote in November because he knows without a doubt that he will lose. He is a sociopath. He is a moron. He is power hungry. He is a thief, and the only things he is doing is things that will benefit him after he gets out of the presidency. This, my people, is unacceptable. Something must get done. If he tries to delay the votes, then the riots must begin, the peaceful marches, no violence, must begin. The world must know that this is not fair, this is not human, and this is against the Constitution of the United States of America. He does not have the right to run this country and do with it the way he wants. Who does he want to be? Kim Jong-un? Putin? Stalin? Hitler? He wants to be a dictator and control everything, control how much air we breathe or how much toilet paper we can use. Not that he needs any. He's got plenty of people licking his ass clean every time he takes a dump. This show is, of course, all based on opinion. And these are my opinions, which are protected as of now under the First Amendment. Free speech, which he is trying to also get rid of. You say anything bad about the president and the mistakes he's made and how moronic he acts and how ignorant he acts and his asinine statements of, oh, maybe drink some bleach and the virus will die. No, maybe you will die. Maybe your kids will die. If you're dumb enough to listen to him, good luck. And I pray for you. I pray for your families, and I pray for your soul. But we, as United States citizens, cannot allow this to happen. He knows, as well as everybody else in the United States of America, if they sat down and thought about it for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and the things he's done and the things he's said, there is no way on God's green earth that he could win an election. And secondly, we need to retake a look at how people win the election. It must be done on popular vote, not on electoral votes. Hillary Clinton won the election. She had more United States citizens vote for her, but yet somehow this moron, because the Electoral Committee voted his dumb, ignorant ass into the office, and now we are all paying for it. Now they're fighting again for a stimulus package. The Republicans don't want to give the poor people in the poor communities who need it the most and are not working the extra $600 in their unemployment checks. They want to either get rid of it completely or cut it down to $200. Well, I'm sorry. I have a family of six. I had to adopt my four grandkids. And I'm telling you right now, $200 a week will not cover your food expenses. I don't know how he expects you to pay rent, electricity, water, when you're barely going to get enough to clothe and feed your families. This is ridiculous. This is United States of America. And I have no words to describe how upset I am and how upset the people of the United States should be. You have morons walking around with swastika masks on in the Walmart or whatever grocery store they were in. And they've been banned from those stores for life. And why are they wearing those masks? Because that is what the President of the United States wants. He wants us to have a racial war. He wants us to hate each other when we should love each other, because we're all human beings. We're not black, white, yellow, green, orange, pink, purple polka dots. We are all human beings, and we should all be treated the same. No matter what my name is, no matter where I came from, no matter what I look like, I should be treated just like everybody else. And if we can't see that and we can't get that communicated to the world, to the United States of America, then there's no use to live here. My mother is from Holland. Give me my dual citizenship back and I'll move home. Because I'm not going to put up with this tyranny, and there's nothing I personally can do about it by myself. I need followers. I need people to sign forms, petitions, to get rid of him, to kick him out of office, to sue him for trying to delay the vote. We need to get some lawyers with some balls who aren't as afraid of AG Barr and take this to the Supreme Court. And if, when he loses, he should be immediately removed from office and Joe Biden should be put in and without a vote. Because that's what he wanted, no vote, so he could stay in, sue, lose, get out, Biden in, period, end of discussion. And the unfortunate fact of all of this is I'm a Republican. Thank you. We'll talk again soon.